Soon after he moves into the attic, Rostov meets Nina, a 9-year-old girl who is living at the hotel with her father. Despite making an unlikely pair, the two become close friends. Nina, who has explored every corner of the hotel top to bottom, sets about showing Rostov the ropes, as it were. She has a master key that can open any door, plus intimate knowledge of the hotel's secret rooms and hidden passageways. Months later, when she leaves the hotel for the holidays, she gives her key to Rostov as a Christmas gift. When Nina returns, she starts attending school. Eventually, she and her father will leave the hotel, but for now she starts slowly drifting out of Rostov's life. The Count turns his attention to other people in the hotel: Marina, the seamstress, Andri, the maitre d', and Emil, the chef, become his close friends. Rostov even takes a lover, Anna Urbanova, a famous actress. Finally, there's Rostov's nemesis, the bishop. He's a party man and a hotel employee who's always inventing new rules. 5 years into his imprisonment, Rostov comes close to committing suicide. It's the 10th anniversary of his sister's death, and he's feeling low. He doesn't mind being trapped in the hotel, which has retained much of its glamour despite all the changes across Moscow and the rest of the country. It's more that he feels obsolete. This new world has no need for aristocrats like him. Just as he's about to jump off the roof, Rostov is saved by an opportune encounter with a friend, the hotel's handyman. The next day he begins a new phase of his life, volunteering as head waiter at the restaurant where Andre and Emil both work. In 1938, Nina turns up at the Metropole after an absence of many years. She's an adult now, and her beloved husband has been sentenced to the gulag under trumped-up charges. Nina needs to catch a train so she can follow him, but she can't take her 6-year-old daughter, Sophia. She asks the Count if he can watch Sophia for a month or two, and he agrees. But Nina never returns, and Rostov never learns what became of her. At the Metropole, the Count struggles to adjust to his new life with Sophia. Over the years, he's become stuck in his routines, and his attic space is hardly big enough for him, much less a child. Fortunately, these difficulties iron themselves out over time. As Sophia grows into a teenager, she is beloved by everyone in the hotel, but no one loves her more than Rostov, who has become a father to her. Like her mother before her, Sophia becomes acquainted with all of the hotel's passageways and secrets. She and Rostov frequently play a game where she finds a shortcut to beat him to wherever he's going within the hotel. Meanwhile, Rostov's old friend Mishka has been editing volumes of Anton Chekhov's letters. When his